Session number 20179, Rule 1.
You were an office cleaner.
Uh-huh. I worked in the... I was a cleaner in the Redhead's offices.
Right.
Well, it was one of the managers at the engine works department.
Yeah.
Called me and my sister, my younger sister, in the office.
Uh-huh.
And we thought we had done something, you know, and he says, asked her about my husband's. Well, my younger sister's husband was in the forces, you see, but my husband was in the fire service.
Yeah.
You used to just go down once a week.
Right.
So he said, well, I think you're foolish. You should be making the money,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what do you mean, like? He says, well, you could be making yourself some money for when your husband's come home. So it was Mr. Middleton that got me to go into the works.
Yeah.
Now I had three sisters, but my sister, my oldest sister, there was me and my youngest sister. Well, we were known as the three sisters, you know. Well, my oldest sister, she was cremated on Thursday. She was a painter, with the painters. I went into the fitting shop, and my youngest sister helped in the plaiters shed, helping the plaiters, you see?
Yeah, she's a plaiters helper.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But, well, they, like, during the war, you know, and it was really a good experience.
So what exactly did you do? I mean, what was your job? What was your work?
Well, I was on tank carts, you know, clocking the carts for the men.
Yeah.
I was in the fitting shop office.
Uh-huh.
Like, they would come to the window and ask for their tank cart, and I used to just give them it. And then it was like the store used to come in by the bolts and such, like, you know. But it was really interesting work.
What did you find interesting about it?
Well, nothing really, because, you know, you don't think when you're working.
Aye.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
What I mean? Yeah, I liked it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I got on with the charge hand, well, he died just this year sometime. You see, all the old stages, like, were old now.
Yeah.
There's a good few of them may died.
Yeah.
And, of course, we just sort of lost track, you know.
You were married when you worked in
there? Oh, yes.
Did you have any children?
Well, yes.
Who looked after the children when you were working?
Well, my mother. You know, she had to look after my sisters, the boy. You see, I only had my oldest daughter. Well, she died, and the daughter that phoned you, well, they were school ages, you see. I didn't have a unit. I had to after the war, you see. But you didn't have time to think. Well, I mean, you were a worker and you were a parent, you know, you had a lot of worry in them days.
Oh, I mean, it was like doing two jobs at once, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. You see.
But your mother used to do the shopping.
Yeah, my mother was cunning.
Yeah. She used to look after the children.
Uh-huh.
Do the shopping.
Uh-huh.
And the cooking.
Well, we used to go there for our dinners, you know, during the dinner, you know.
And you did you live with your mother then?
Oh, no.
No, you had your own house?
Oh, yes, I lived in, it's Lytton Park now, it was Lytton Street when I lived in it. But that's where I lived, like.
Yeah. What kind of money did you get? Did you get well paid?
Well, in them days, not like what they're picking up now, you know, but it was reasonable. You know, it was good.
How much was it?
I couldn't tell you there.
Did you just work?
Saturday mornings and Sundays.
Oh, you worked overtime, did you?
Yes, and we used to do I used to come in at 5 o'clock for my tea and then go back at half past 7 or 8 o'clock at night. We used to do like half shifts, you know. I couldn't tell you really offhand now, but what I mean, it sort of, having that job sort of put me on my feet, you know. But dark mornings going along there is the base scared, you know.
Why was that?
Because where I lived, you walked to the bottom of the street and then you walked along to the shipyard,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, pitch black, you never know whether you were going to get, bumped up or what. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm easy frightened, you know.
Yeah.
But, we had happy times there, you know.
Yeah.
We had a bit fun and that, you know, but it was all right.
You didn't have any trouble with the men? The men didn't try and make fun of you or anything?
No, they were real good, you know.
Mm-hmm. They didn't
you
think?
You know, they used to have funny jokes, you know.
Like what?
But of course, you sort of lapped it off,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Not cheeky, dirty jokes, you know.
Oh.
They used to, I remember one time I was going up by the fitting shop and I always used to wear a red beret, that colour beret, for the dungarees. And I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
But one of the fellas tied the dead mouse on my belt. And somebody stuck a flag on a pair of wire, a little flag, in me hat, and I've bent it. And I forget what they call him now, he was a well made lad. He just went like that, you know, and there was the mouth here. And then he went mad. I said, if I get a hold of the one that did that to me, I'll bloody kill them. You know, I was so mad.
Oh, aye.
You know, but as I say that, you know, I had to watch out because they were forever, you know, trying to play tricks on
me.
Because it was all in good fun, you know.
Did any of your, did any of your father or your brothers work in the yard?
No. My son-in-law did.
After you?
No, he was there.
He wasn't
my son-in-law then.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant, yeah.
You know, it's, but Leslie Garvick, he was, what they call him over there? Bad Burns.
Burner, the Burners, aye.
Aye.
Aye, yeah. The oxyacetylene.
Uh-huh.
Aye, the
Burners. Well, he was serving his time then.
Uh-huh.
And of course, later on, you know, after the war and everything, well,
yeah.
My oldest daughter and him married. But Leslie died. He died when he was 41. And then my daughter died 10 years after him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. You were working before, I mean, you had a job, you were an office cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Had you been doing that all the time since you left school? Had you always been working?
Oh, I've always worked.
Aye.
but not in Redhead, yeah. You know, that was after the war. Mm-hmm. You know, I was cleaner at Redheads.
Yeah.
But as I say, Mr. Middleton persuaded me to go. My youngest sister, of course, whenever I come in contact, say, with the painters,
no.
You know, just me. But as I say, my sister died. She was cremated at this day.
Did you... Were you the only woman working with the fitters? Were there other women?
Oh, yes.
There were other women?
Oh, yes.
What were they doing?
Well, they were on the machines.
Ah, they were women on the machines as well.
You know.
And you never got to work on the machine?
Oh, no.
So they were doing the same job as the men?
Oh, yes. Don't ask us what they're called, because I can't remember.
You don't know? You don't remember any of the names of them?
No. Just Nellie Scott. Well, there was like two parts in the middle office, and then further down there was another one with Lake Bishop was.
Yeah.
You know, but she's died and all. As I say, there's a lot. You know, that I've worked with when there was a Betty Birch. She died just about 2 or 3 months ago. She was 80 odd when she died. Mm-hmm. Well, she used to be in the joiner's shop overhead, you know, on up the stairs, you know. But,
Did you get together? I mean, did you ever get together with the women after work or anything like that?
Like having a party or anything?
Yeah.
No. No, yeah, because I don't think whether I got that, but like we were very friendly.
Yeah.
But you see, mixing, you know, one night after we worked for half shift, we might have gone over to the pub and had a drink, but we never knocked around, you know, we never sort of close.
So did you go over with the men? Did you go over for a drink with the men?
No.
No, never?
No.
You never had anything?
No. Why did I get me? He'd knocked up if I had done that. No.
When did you actually finish? I mean, how long were you working there for? I mean, when did you finish at Redheads?
After the war was over.
Well, when was that? Do you remember exactly?
Well, Enid was born in 45. And I had to leave because I found out I was pregnant. And you had to go and get your release. You know, in them days, you had to go over. And when I went over to the main office to put my notice in, but to leave, I think it was Mr. Lumley. He says, what do you want to leave for? I says, well, I says, I think I'm going to have another baby. He says, you think? He says, you better make sure, because I was a good worker. You know, just one of the many, like. He says, because you're not going to get your release. I says, well, I'll have to have it. You say, not so I left, but I have the unit.
So that was before the war ended?
Not very, you know.
No, but the war wasn't over when you left.
Say, but I left, but I have her.
Did you regret leaving?
Well, not really. I've had good jobs.
What other jobs have you done?
Well, I worked at the infirmary for a bit. I worked at the coal board offices. And I worked at the South Shields General Hospital on the wards. I was on there about 11 years on the same ward.
So, I mean, like, working in Redheads during the war, I mean, you've always worked, so that was just like, in one way, another job for you.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like something that you just come into because it was the war.
I hope you're not going to put it in the paper, mate.
Well, I'm not if you don't want us to.
Well, no, I wouldn't like to.
Oh, okay.
Just use it for your own.
Oh, I will.
You know, but I wouldn't like it to go in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, I'm just conscious. You know.
Self-conscious.
Well, I mean, I'm a bad mixer, you know, but as I say, when we worked at Red Heads, there was like three of us, you know. But I'm going to... I had my sister in there, ward 2 or anything, and my brother's upstairs in ward 2.
Oh.
Well, my sister that worked at Red Heads, she was 82 when she died. And my brother's upstairs, he's 88. Well, my younger sister that worked in the yard, the bleeder, to help her one, she's over 70.
Mm-hmm. And she's in hospital.
And you see, we go today, because we're going any time to see my brother, you know. So, she lives down by the parks.
Is it serious? Is it anything serious with your sister?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your sister? She just...
Oh, well, she forgets.
Oh.
I don't know sometimes. Well, of course, I've got a hearing aid in, you see, because I don't hear so very well. And the Ben body talks quite on the phone.
I
couldn't say...
Yeah. I'm all right. I mean, I've been all right now, haven't I? I mean, you haven't.
I'm facing you. You see, you know.
Yeah. But I'm not very good on telephones.
I'm just getting a new one. These, and I'm ready. I might go one day next week to see if they can do something to, you know, make it a bit louder.
I think you can get hearing aids on telephones now that can amplify that.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so. If you get one, I think you can. You got a special telephone, which amplifies the, you know, it should be.
Yeah, I'll have to say about it.
One of the GP books.
I've had trouble with me as a long time in there. I've been attending the diagnostic centre when they wanted us to go into the hospital. But they have an operation on them and I won't. Because I've got her to study. You see, there's only her and I.
Yeah.
You know. It might take, because I'm over 70 myself.
Mm-hmm.
And no way can I let them. You know, clot on them, yes.
Yeah.
You know, in case I lose me hearing altogether, you know, because she is a handicap, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
Yeah. So,
they were happy. Well, I mean, there were bad times because it was aerials and shelters and what have you, but they were happy. You know, I really enjoyed, you know, working.
Yeah. Did you? You weren't frightened. I mean, did they have any air raids in the yard when you were there?
Oh, I can't remember now. I can't remember that because I don't think. You know, I just let the rest of the world go by. I just sort of lived from day to day.
Yeah.
You see, I haven't got I lost my husband 7 years ago, and 2 years before that, my oldest daughter dropped down dead in the street.
Yeah.
So, I just take everything as it comes now.
Right.
You know.
But you're glad you worked. It sounds like you were very happy.
Ah, yes. Well, as I say, it was an experience for us. The same when I worked at the hospital, I was on the wards. And what I mean, when you're in the woods, you don't go around with your eyes shut.
No, you know what I mean?
I was very helpful to the staff then. I had a good sister, ward sister and that. There we were just one happy family, you know.
I think it was like that in the shipyard. It was the same.
Yes. But I mean, you make your own, you know, you have to make friends, but you have to make yourself happy, you know. And I've enjoyed a good life. It's been a hard one. Sometimes it's been poorer than others, but not this year, because I've had a very bad year up in there. Oh, why? But nothing's gone right. But I get lonely at night time because she's got the dog, you see, and that's her life.
Yeah.
Where I'm just sitting because I go to the Salvation Army Home League on a Tuesday and then I go to chapel Sunday morning. That's as far as I get.
That's always been through your life. You've always got the Salvation.
Oh, yes. Well, not always, because my daughter that died, I helped to nurse too. And then, of course, I nursed my husband 3 years before he died.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And it's only since my husband's gone. I have a friend, she's always... Alex's been the Salvation Army,
yeah.
And it was through my friend that I joined the army,
yeah.
You see. But I don't go and leave her on the night time, I don't leave her at all.
Yeah.
I can go out like during the day, but I don't go out at night time. You see, but I enjoy being in the army, you know, so to helps you to forget things. But say it, you get older, there's nobody wants you. So.
Right. Thinking about that. End of tape here.